Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the April 2022 edition of the Voice of the Martyrs newspaper or newsletter or magazine, a very current example of the ongoing treatment and mistreatment of God's people. The issue, the entire issue, is given over to the Bible. It's called the Bible Issue, and it has to do with a precious, costly gift. We get a word from the president of Voice of the Martyrs to begin with, the president being Cole Richards. And Cole says, the governments of many nations have declared Bibles to be illegal. And since we, like the apostles, must obey God rather than men, they treat us as criminals, smugglers of dangerous contraband, for bringing God's word to our Christian brothers and sisters in restricted nations. Likewise, terrorists and other militant groups view us as enemies as we risk our lives to replace Bibles they have destroyed and to ensure that each Christian in a hostile area has a personal copy of the Bible. This is my 25th year as a Bible smuggler, and I'm still astonished at the lengths to which persecutors will go to seek and destroy a book that they claim to be fiction. The Bible stands alone as the one book in the world that groups and governments spend an enormous amount of time, money, and effort to eliminate. But why? The answer should encourage and excite us. Persecutors are convinced that God's word is powerful and effective. God has said that his word is truth, and the North Korean regime unwittingly provides corroborating testimony. For many years, we've watched the North Korean government expend significant resources in its attempts to block our Bible smuggling efforts. They know that the truth of God's word is by far the greatest threat to exposing the lies that they tell their people. God also has said that his word is like a weapon that defeats false beliefs. And the Islamist Iranian regime unwittingly testifies to this truth. Iran's secret police fiercely oppose Bibles because they know each one is a weapon that no Quran can withstand. When I talk with Muslims, especially their religious leaders, I always look for an opportunity to challenge them. I've read the Quran. Will you read the New Testament? I do this because I know that anyone who reads both texts while sincerely seeking the truth about God will find it only in the Bible and never the Quran. The Quran, like all other religious texts in the world, is powerless in the presence of a Bible. Darkness and lies are no threat to light and truth. Persecutors know that their oppressive ideologies are weaker than God's word, so we can expect their continued opposition to the Bible. But we have God's promise that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. They cannot win, and so we joyfully continue to distribute Bibles no matter the difficulty or danger. With all my heart, I believe the Lord will allow us to succeed in providing a Bible to every believer in a hostile area or restricted nation, and that we will see it happen in this generation. That's from Cole Richards, president of the Voice of the Martyrs. Then the magazine takes us to Nepal. A treasured possession is the name of this article. The choking smell and crackling sound of burning wood roused Dan Lama from sleep late one night in 2020. As he jolted awake, he realized that his wood and stone house, tucked into Nepal's Himalayan foothills, was on fire. Dan Lama had become a Christian 5 years earlier, at age 65, and his decision to follow Christ had caused deep divisions in both his Buddhist community and his family. His wife, who left him and took their children with her, continued to agitate the villagers against him. They occasionally cursed him, threw stones at him, and threatened him. But Dan Lama persisted in his faith and even led several other villagers to Christ. He eventually remarried and became the leader of a small house fellowship. As persecution from villagers increased, Dalai Lama began a 40-day fast to pray for direction. He was about halfway through his fast when the villagers set his house ablaze. When he realized what was happening that night in 2020, Dalai Lama rushed to get his family out of the house. Standing a safe distance away from the burning structure, he remembered that he had left something essential behind, his Bible. He impulsively dashed back into the house to search for it, but he was too late. His Bible was gone, and he had suffered burns on his left side trying to rescue it from the flames. He later learned that the Buddhist who set the fire intended to kill him as he slept. The next morning, all that remained of Dalai Lama's home was a pile of stone and ash, and the crops that he had stored to sustain his family throughout the winter were ruined. After hearing about his situation, VOM replaced his household items, including his Bible, and helped Dalai Lama rebuild his home. He rebuilt on the same spot and told frontline workers that he has forgiven those who burned his house. Well, in days and weeks, that is weeks to come, I guess, Saturdays, we'll go into Africa talking about Bibles and Pakistan and the Middle East and Ethiopia and other places, talking about how precious the Word of God is. All of this from the April edition of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter. I do hope you'll get on the newsletter mailing list and have this sent to you free every week, every month. The May edition is due anytime now. You'll see a picture of this house I was just talking about, how it was burned to almost nothing. And I think you'll enjoy this magazine. Enjoy it in a spiritual sense. That is, you'll be glad to know about what's happening with your people. If you want to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, contact the folks at VOM. That's The Voice at VOM.org. The Voice at VOM.org. Just ask to be put on the mailing list and receive free your own copy of that newsletter. Well, thank you for listening, and please look around my site. You'll find 3,000 audios, and then some, featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, a blog, and a store where you can purchase one of my books. If you desire more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pastorlands, or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I'll share details of our street ministry, our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men, our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women, and more. Just get in touch. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. It is, as you are hearing it for the first time anyway, April the 30th, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.